message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I say God will surprise you in the name of Jesus. I decree for somebody that this will be a December that you will always remember for good. I prophesy to somebody, this will be a December you will always remember for good. Listen, there is a month when the life of a person changes. There is a year when somebody's life changes. I believe it that the remaining days of this 2018, the remaining few hours of this 2018, my God is going to give you something to remember for good. God will give you something good to remember in the name of Jesus. God will give you something good to remember in the name of Jesus. Prepare yourself. Tighten your belts. These next few days, doors will open up for you suddenly. I said doors will open up for you suddenly. What you have been trusting God for long, it will suddenly appear without delay. It will suddenly appear without delay. Your joy will appear without delay. Your contract will appear without delay. Your admission will appear without delay. Your husband, your wife, your children will appear without delay. These remaining few days shall be awesome for you. It will be awesome for you. Somebody's here. By next week Sunday, that blessing is already in your two hands. That miracle is already in your two hands. What you have been knocking, the door you have been knocking for long, would have been opened to you massively. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. I welcome you to this service this morning, and I trust God that no one will go back the same in Jesus' name. Assessing joy and gladness in the family. It's a family intervention service, and we are trusting God that every family here will be blessed in the name of Jesus. I say your family will be blessed in the name of Jesus. It is God's plan for your family to be okay. God wants your family to be blessed. God has a plan for your home. God has a plan for your family. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I will say, for I know the thoughts I have towards your family, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future. Someone say future. So God has a future in plan for your family. Jeremiah 29, 11. There is a plan for your family. There is something important that God has. He has a future. He has an expected end for your family. There is something great that he has in plan. And I tell you this, that plan will come to fruition in Jesus' name. It will not be aborted in the name of Jesus. For a man and a woman, their life success is not complete without a family. God's intention is for every man and woman to have a family of their own. If you look at our fathers, look at a man like Job. God was referring to his family in Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. This man had the Bible mentioned the number of sons and the number of brothers. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was a perfect and upright man that feared God and he hated evil. Verse 2. Then there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was a man that had a family and a thriving one at that. To the extent that his children were so blessed, they gathered their friends almost every day to rejoice and to thank God. The family was mega blessed. Look at a man like Abraham. God also referred to his family in Genesis 18, verse 18 and 19. Genesis 18, 19 and 19. God was talking about how great Abraham was going to be. And he referred to Abraham's family. That I know that this man will always make his family to walk after me. Now, seeing that Abraham surely shall become, verse 18 first. Seeing that Abraham surely will become great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed of him. Having said that, now look at this. For I know him. Somebody say, for I know him. That he will command his children and his household. When we say children, they are talking about his immediate family. When we talk about household, we are talking about all the people that stay with them. Like cousins, like aunties, like church members. Different people that stay with him under his roof. Drivers, security. All of them are under his household. God said, he will and his household after him, that they will keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. This place tells me that the family plays a major role in the life of a human being. God said, if this man is able to handle his family very well, what I have planned for him will come to pass. If all the good things I have promised him will come to pass, if his family is done in the his family life is done in the proper way, my prayer for you is that your family will not be destroyed. I say your family will not be destroyed. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, is the Christmas season. We'll be as brief as possible by the help of the Holy Spirit. I'll be showing you ways to family joy and gladness. What are the ways that can make your family enjoy joy and gladness in this season and forever? Number one way to joy and gladness for the family is cooperation and collaboration. In Amos chapter 3 verse 3, he said, can two work together except they be agreed? A family that will enjoy joy and gladness is a family where there is cooperation. A family that will enjoy joy and gladness is a family where there is unity. It's a pity. One of the major things the devil tries to do now is to bring division in a family. Now, the couples, and it's not that they are divorced, but they are still together. But there is what they call holy malice. Good morning, good morning. Hey, your father, his food is on the table. Rip. Instead of communicating physically, now communicating through text. And we come home late. I'm traveling. My boss sent me somewhere for 7 days. Take care of the children. Thank you. The cooperation and the collaboration is no more there. And once this happens, definitely the devil can thrive in such a home. The devil doesn't need to come to your family physically. Once he can bring disunity, the husband is thinking separately, the wife is thinking separately, the family can never move forward. And that's why any family that we enjoy joy and gladness, we enjoy intervention, must be cooperative. The father, the mother, the children, the household, thinking the same way, thinking in a proper way until their blessings appear. My prayer for somebody here today is that grace will be released to your family, so much so that your family will become an example for all to see in the name of Jesus. Your family will become an exemplary family in the name of Jesus. Your family will be a family that everybody wants to be like them in the name of Jesus. God is the one that created them male and female, and he created them for cooperation. He created them for collaboration. Bible says in Mark 10 verse 6, Mark 10 verse 6, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. He made them man and woman. And he brought them together for the purpose of collaboration and cooperation. Your family will not scatter. Your family will not scatter. Your family will not scatter. When you see a family where there is no cooperation and collaboration, where there is cooperation, what will take them 1 year? Where there is no collaboration, it can take them 15 years. Things can drag so well in a family where there's no cooperation. In a family where there's no collaboration, the same set of people that used to love themselves before send more than 15 text messages to each other before, call each other before, kiss themselves on the day of the wedding. They almost say, so it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough. And all of a sudden, everybody's now going his own way. This one go this way, you go that way. Somebody said, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. As from today, cooperation and collaboration shall be exhibited in your family in Jesus' name. Number two way to family joy and gladness is to keep your hopes alive in your family. Keep your hopes alive. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Bible says, rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. So we are meant to rejoice in hope. Keep your hope no matter how tough it is presently in your family. Don't lose hope. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't lose hope. Turn to another next neighbor beside you and say, don't lose hope. When hope is alive, joy is increased in the family. Whenever there is hope, joy is increased. Somebody will say, Pastor, you don't know what my family is going through. And what your family is going through, is it as worse as what Job went through? And he still was a man of hope. Job 14, 7 to 9. Despite the fact that Job lost everything he had, he still maintained hope, for there is hope of a tree. Can we read it together? 1, 2, go to 9. 1, 2, go. Let's go. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, it will sprout again, and that the tender branches thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. No matter how bad things is in a family now, if there is hope, the family will still enjoy joy at the end of the day. The family will still be blessed. Devil knows. Once your hope of the future is lost, you can't be helped. Now listen to me. Once you don't have hope that the marriage can work, it can work. Once you don't have hope that the children can do well, they can do well. Once you don't have hope that God will still put money in the pocket of your husband, God can help the family. I believe one of the things God looks for when he enters a house is hope. Is there any hope in this house? Does this woman have hope? Does this man still believe me? Is there hope here? Does anybody have hope here? Once God sees hope, his hand is moved. May you move the hand of God for your family today. May you move the hand of God for your family today. May you move the hand of God for your family today. Many are unable to touch God's heart in their family because they have given up. What else again? It's over. Nothing else. Business has crashed. This man is not behaving well. Let me tell you this. Women, men that are bad boys, if there is hope and you can persevere enough and God changes that man and God transforms that man, you will be amazed that he will be so broken, he will be better than people who have even given their life to Christ even before Paul the Apostle. You will be surprised. But because most women have lost hope about their husband, this man can never. One of the major languages in the mouth of women is, he can never change. Turn to your neighbor and say, who says so? Who says so? You are the one saying so. Nobody else says so. No, there is no human being that God can transform. There is no situation that God can step in. And concerning your own family, we step in today. I say we step in today. How hopeless can a case be like Abraham's case in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21. Romans 4, 17 to 21. At that age, I can't imagine a man still being able to think of having children at that age. And as it was written, I have made thee a father of many nations. At that old age, God made him father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, because Abraham was like a dead man. Abraham was more or less like a dead man. Not dead physically, but you know what I'm talking about. Because I know you are very sharp. And called those things which be not as though they were. Let's go on. Go on, please. Who against hope believed? Can you see that? Against hope, it was like his case was a hopeless case. Against hope, doctors have said, no way again. Forget it, Baba, you are old. This father of many nations, forget about it. Against hope, believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now, verse 19, where we stop. Please go on. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He was a man who was strong in hope. Against hope, he believed in hope. Go to verse 20. If I have the time, I can read it real quick. And he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, and he was giving glory to God. He was happy. He was excited. People will enter his house and say, what's your name? He say, Abraham. I'm the father of all the nations. He say, at this your age, at 100 years, you have not had one. You've not had the promised child. Yet you say, I am the father of many nations. Isn't he the father of many nations now? So don't lose hope on your family. Don't give up on that child. Don't give up on that womb. Don't give up on that husband. There is hope for you. Put your hand on your chest and say, there's hope for me. There is hope for me. There is hope for me. So, if you really want to experience joy and gladness in your family, keep your hopes high. Keep your hopes high. Keep your hopes high. Keep your hopes high. Don't allow anything to steal your hope. Don't allow anything to steal your hope away from you. Number three, way to assessing joy and gladness in your family is recalling the testimonies in the family. Psalm 119, verse 14 and verse 24. Psalm 119, 14, 24. There is no family where God has not done something. Hello. There is no family where God has not. Now look at this. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Also verse 24. Thy testimony also are my delight and my counselor. Testimony is a counselor. When you remember God's testimony, it counsels you that he can do more. When you remember that God has delivered you before, he will deliver you again. When I had the accident earlier on this year, I remembered when God saved me from armed robbers on that same road years ago. Bullets all over the car. But I believe that this same one too, I'm coming out. Testimonies of what God has done in your family is a sign that he will do more. That's why there's no downtime for me. There's no shutdown. Things might be very tough in the toughest of situations. I just know he has done it before. He will do it again. I want you, as you are sitting there, to recall what God has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. He has set the captives free and opened the prison doors. Oh, see what the Lord has done. Don't see what the Lord has done. Years ago, 1 year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when things were very tough, you called on him, he answered. That's why we sang that song. I call you my father, you answered my prayers. Now, that same God is still there in my place. You know, it's Christmas period, so we can go into that and relax more. The person that is cooking has not left the area where the cooking pot is. He's still cooking. The person that is doing, giving you good dishes before, helping you, assisting you, he's still doing it. Testimonies. It's quite unfortunate that many of us don't recall his past deeds. It's quite unfortunate. Immediately, that's one of the worst things about human beings. It's one of the worst things about human beings. We refuse to look back and thank him. Recently, I was telling my PA that I'll be traveling to Oshogbo to go and see one of my teachers who taught me when I was in secondary school. And the person said, he's an old man now. He said, but I remember he was our vice principal. He took good care of me. Sometimes when my pocket is empty, and I knew him anyway, he says, what's wrong? He said, my pocket is empty. Sometimes you can even do like as if the pocket has hole and there's no, the money just escapes somehow. The man will say, okay, don't worry, take something. Now he's an old man. When you remember what God has done in the past, you easily attract more. Learn to recollect his goodness to your family. Learn to recollect his grace over your family. Don't be a forgetful person. 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 Recollect. Recollect his goodness, his kindness, his faithfulness to you. My prayer for you today is that you will not be termed among the ungrateful people. I say God will not term you as an ingrate. I say God will not term you as an ingrate. I say God will not term you as an ingrate. An ungrateful family is a family where they don't see anything special in what God has done. One of their major languages is a big deal. What's the big deal there? What's the big deal? What's there? Many things are there. Recall his testimonies in your family in the past, and then your family is set for intervention. Number four, way to secure joy and gladness and secure intervention in your family is the performance of individual roles according to scripture. Each person in a family has a role. The father has his own role. The mother has her own role. The children has her own role. The father has role. To love the wife like Christ loved. Listen, men, listen to me. If you love your wife the way Christ loves his church, I tell you sincerely, you won't have problem in your home. The reason why most men have problems in their homes is because they don't love the wife like Christ loved the church. Once you can love the wife like Christ loved the church, there's no problem. Because Christ was at the point of dying for the church, and he died for the church. That's talking about passionate love, sincere love, compassionate love. Love that has, that cannot be easily broken because of distance. Love that cannot be easily jeopardized because of nonsense. For the women, once the issue of submission is the role of submission, the role of caring for the home and caring for the children is settled, there's no problem. The family will run well, amongst other things that are necessary. And for the children, once the role of obedience is settled, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, children, you are meant to obey your parents. Once that is settled, Ephesians 6:1, not 5:1. Once you are able to obey your parents, then the issue of the family having peace and joy is settled. My prayer for somebody here today is that your family will enjoy peace and joy. Every man here today, grace to play your role as a loving man, as a caring man, to love your wife with passion and to love your children with passion. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. 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 For the woman, the love, the grace to submit to your husband, to care for your family, to manage the resources left for you. When we call some people managers in a company. Where's a manager? A manager is somebody that manages the resources that is available. You can't be a manager in a company and be dreaming of the resources of another company. It's useless. It is the company you are managing. Since you are not a damaging manager, you are a managing manager. Then you manage what has been given to you. Whatever the thing can do, you do it. You shock it here and there. You make everything okay. And then you see things getting better for your home every day. My prayer for every woman here is that God will give you the grace to be a better manager. I say God will give you the grace to be a better manager. God will give you the grace to be a better manager. Because you manage many things. You manage your husband. You manage in-laws. You manage different people. This season now, people will come to your house from different places. Some did not even tell you they are coming. They just knock. We came here to do Christmas. And they did not even tell you before that they are coming. Or some will just give you 24 hours notice. Hello, we are on our way tomorrow morning to come and see you. Which you cannot say no. Then your managerial capacity will now come out. Your ability to manage what you have will now come out. You will not be a damaging manager. Can I hear you say a big amen? I'm in a hurry to shut down this morning. So I'll move straight to number 5. Ways to joy and gladness in your family is maintain excitement and enthusiasm in the family. Maintain joy and excitement in the family. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice and again I say rejoice. You see, let your home be a home where there is so much joy. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Let there be enthusiasm. Let the peace of the Lord radiate. You visit some family, you can. The family is like oven. As in the oven is not on, everywhere is very hot. You see, his face will just burn up like this. You see the wife walking up and down. It's only you she'll be greeting. She will never even look at her husband at all. And then when you are eating, rolling their eyes to each other like this. That is, you talk here, when I'm talking, you are in trouble. Such homes, there's nothing to rejoice about. Be friends. Befriend your husband again. Befriend him. Befriend him. Befriend your wife. Rejoice. Don't be so excited. I've said it before. So excited outside and sad inside. It's a misnomer. Somebody say misnomer. It's a misnomer. So excited outside. Everybody, you are an excited person. Everybody loves you outside. But inside the house, nobody wants to have anything to do with you. It's a misnomer. It's not meant to be like that. And you know what causes it? Over familiarity. That's what causes it. This woman. That is, when some people want to refer to their wife, you'll be wondering, who are they talking about? Is it who can it be? It can't be your wife you're talking about like that. I used to work in a particular organization with a big red color as their signage, as their major color. And one of my colleagues then, this was many years ago, I would be surprised. Sometimes she talks to somebody on the phone and she'll just be talking anyhow, a lady. And I would be wondering, and this person be talking to like this. So one day, a driver that was driving us now told me that this person is the husband. I say it's not possible. So I now try to figure out myself. I said it was the husband. Friends, it wasn't up to 2 or 3 years after that before that marriage broke up. If on the phone your tone is so harsh like that, what will happen if you're in the bedroom? What will happen if you're inside the kitchen? You will almost be using knife that you want to use to cut chicken to threaten your husband. If you talk there, I cut your neck with this knife. Hard. You know, economy has made many women now too hard. They are so hard. Very hard. Because of what the tenderness of many women is gone. So the man faced harshness outside. Come inside again. Lioness is waiting. Lioness herself is waiting. She's prepared. The rejoicing just disappears. May your husband never be a man who is never in a hurry to go home. A husband must take care of your home. Your husband is in a hurry to close from work. He's in a peace. I feel like I want to go home now. But when the husband is not happy, when the friends are after 10 o'clock, when they close, say, oh boy, let's hit the road and plan this one. Say, why not? Let's go. At least inside of him, you know that better to go with friends than to go and meet him in night. Maintain joy and excitement. A lot of times, excitement comes from goals. Set goals together. Set goals together. Plan together. Sit down and plan your future. Plan your future. When are you going to buy a car? When are you going to buy a car? When are you going to save up for January? January is coming. Some men and women will be, they begin to poo-poo once it's January. Then you knew from September that January will come. All these things kill enthusiasm. Plan together. Work together. The devil will never have a place in your home in the name of Jesus. Number 6, way to assessing joy and gladness in your family is maintain a praiseful lifestyle. Let the praise of God always be in your home. Dance together. Have time in the home whereby you do fellowship. And then you do some Bible study or you do some prayers together. You go ahead to appreciate God together. By God's grace, my wife and I, before our children started coming, we prayed together. Even while cutting, the only thing I remember that we used to do together is praying. The only thing I remember that we used to do together, like once in a while, is praying. So pray together to keep the presence of God in your family. In Psalm 22 verse 3, Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "But thou art holy, he that, O thou that inhabitest the praise of his people." So God lives in a family where they praise him. Any family where God is praised, he will raise them. Any family where God is praised, he will raise them. And how do you praise God? That's 6A. Stay connected to God. Ensure your family is connected to God. 6B. Maintain fellowship in Zion. Always come to church regularly. Psalm 84, verse 4 and verse 7. Psalm 54 verse 4 verse 7. Blessed are they that dwell in the house of the Lord. They shall still be praising thee. Psalm 54 verse 7. They go from strength to strength. All of them that appear in Zion. So when you are a family that you are used to being in service, you get what you need. You get everything delivered to you. 84. Do you guys have a problem with speakers? Be given to laughter. That's one of the ways to praise God. Always laugh in the family. Laughter. Do you know that God, how many of us know that God laughs? Do you know that God laughs? If you know that God laughs, let me see your hand. Oh, someone. Okay. Open your Bible to Psalms 2 verse 4. Psalms 2 verse 4. God laughs. He's a God that laughs. And I will let you read it now. Now, everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. He that seated in the heaven shall what? Oh, yeah, laugh now. He that seated in heaven laughs. So in your family, let it be a family of praise to God. Laugh, crack jokes. Don't bring God home attitude to your house. Don't bring court chamber or magistrate court or high court or supreme court mood to the house. It's your house. Don't bring attitude of hospital where you are giving people injection. Don't bring it into your house. Laugh. One of the fathers in the faith, I can't remember his name very well now. One of the white fathers, I read his book some time ago. What's the name of that church that they have very tall building? Sorry? No, Aura Robots. Am I right? Yes, Aura Robots. Yeah, Aura Robots. He regretted it. He did many things for the Lord. He was very blessed. He said, but I regret I didn't have time for them. I didn't have time to worship, to have time to even communicate with them. Almost all his children, he was never there when they were born. May God give us understanding. And this season gives us a good time to bond, to communicate, to play, to laugh together. You don't need to spend all the money in the world. What you need to do is to find them, spend some time and play together. You see, as I begin to round up this, there is no way you will do all these things amongst other things. That's okay. Necessary in the family. You have your role to play in your family as a husband. you have your role as a wife. You have your role as a child to your parents. Because number five, I said, maintain excitement. Maintain excitement in your family. Ensure that you are always excited. Let the home be. Let the home be a place everybody wants to come back to. Number six, be inspired. Let your voice be lifted up. Amongst other things, I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. I must not close this service this morning.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.